Behind the facade of routine kitchen work are hidden stories of rape, torture, and abandonment. For years, these women were abused by ISIL fighters, and now their lives are uncertain.
They were beating us and raping us. My children live with that memory. I now suffer from injuries from the spine to the neck.
The shock of what she saw was so horrific that this child lost her ability to speak. We cannot reveal their identity as they now face risks from their own families. Some were freed by paying ransom to ISIL. Others discovered after the armed group was defeated in Iraq. Out of the thousands of abducted women, girls and boys, nearly half are still missing according to official statistics. Others have been abused at camps and abandoned by their families and tribes.
They have this belief that if you have been raped, you're an ISIL woman. My husband spat on me and started beating me with my brother. I was beaten so bad they had to take me to the doctor. My husband dumped me. He says, "You are shame to me. I do not want you anymore. You have given your body to ISIL militants." He left us alone.
Their suffering has not ended. In addition to being rejected by their families and tribes, even the law which was made to compensate them seems to have forgotten some.
The Yazidi survivors' law was passed last year, and rights activists say there's been little progress to implement it. It's focused on the Yazidi minority community, which suffered some of the worst atrocities. But the law fails to include other ISIL victims, including Shia and Sunni Arab women.
Muslim Arab women who were enslaved by ISIL and did not find a place to go back to, they are still living in the shadows of the society.
Yanar's organization runs separate shelters for Yazidi and other survivors. All of them, she says, face societal challenges.
Not less than 10,000 women were the victims of the ISIL attack, and this femicide is not really acknowledged by the international community or dealt with in a way that that keeps the dignity or the respect or compensates those who were the victims.
Al Jazeera spoke to men whose wives and mothers were stoned to death. But they say because they're Muslims, there is no one to listen to their plight. They do not want to appear on camera because of the stigma and fear their community will shun them too. Years after they escaped, Umm Hazin breaks down whenever her daughter begins to speak.
My mother told them, "Do whatever you want to do to me, but leave my daughter alone. Do not marry her to one of you." Then they raped my mother before my eyes, and later they raped me in front of my mother. There's no future. Nothing is left.
Still, they have not given up hope for justice. They call themselves invisible victims, living in plain sight, but no one to call their own. And as they wait, their families, tribes, and most of the international community continues to ignore them. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kirkuk.